practice. I'm Andrew McGregor. Join me for CD Review Saturday mornings from 9 on BBC Radio 3.
And we're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio. You can also hear us in high definition online. The time is now 11 o'clock. It's time for Late Junction, presented tonight by Fiona Talkington.
Sur tous les temps, sur les filles et les garçons, des carottes puis des navots, à 29 ouais, comme ils sont beaux, de l'ouvrage aux Canadiens et à la gousse du coin, je vais vous pousser un air sur la force constabulaire. Taïm, tétim, taralitim, tatitim, dans les fins des taïm, tétim, taralitim, tatitim, ceux qui s'occupent du trafic, je vous dis, c'est des gens chics. Pour les dames, ils sont gentils, surtout quand ils sont jolis. Ils ont toujours les mains en l'air, c'est pas pour s'en faire à quoi. S'il n'y avait pas ces signaux, on grimperait dans les poteaux. Taradum, tatalitum, taralitum, tatitum, dans les tunes, taralitum, taralitum, tatitum. Je vous dis qu'à Montréal, il y a des vrais policemen, rien qu'à les voir défiler. Je vous assure qu'ils sont plantés, des bandits puis des voleurs, ça, ça donne qu'ils n'ont pas peur. Ils craignent pas de se faire tuer pour protéger la société. Il y a la police à cheval, je vous dis qu'ils sont pas mal. Pour aller aux processions, il faut frotter les boutons. Quand on les voit arriver, on a besoin de se planter. Ceux qui ont des corps aux pieds, ils sont émus de se pousser. Détectives, je vous dis qu'ils ont les yeux vifs, ceux qui veulent les enjôler, ils ont besoin de se planter pour rentrer dans la maison. Ils nous font une belle façon, ils sont pas si tôt rentrés que la patrouille est à côté.
Thank you. Mary Roseanne Travers from Quebec began Late Junction tonight, or Madame Bolduc, or La Bolduc, as she was known at the peak of her popularity in the 1930s. She had learnt the Quebec traditions from her father, and she worked as a cook at the camp where he was a lumberjack. She went on to have a really tough life, though, losing several children through miscarriages and early death, but she kept playing and singing, and eventually she was noticed by a folk singer who had connections in the recording business. So her second record sold 12,000 copies, which was unprecedented in Quebec in 1929. And after that, more recent stars of the Québécois scene, La Bottine Souriante and Réel du Forgeron, or The Blacksmith's Reel. Now, here's another CD brought back from my time in Trondheim recently. It features the trio Boll, that's Tuna Ossa on vocals and live electronics, Ståle Sturlaken on keyboards, and Tor Haugerud on drums, with added guests, guitarists Snar and Stian Westerhus. The words on this track are by E.E. Cummings. Spring is like a perhaps hand.
Spring is like a perhaps hand, which comes carefully out of nowhere, arranging a window, into which people look. While people stare, arranging and changing, placing carefully there a strange thing, an unknown thing here, and changing everything carefully. Spring is like a perhaps hand in a window, carefully to and fro, moving new and old things, while people stare, carefully moving a perhaps fraction of flower here, placing an inch of air there, and without breaking anything. Spring is like a perhaps hand which comes carefully out of nowhere, arranging a window into which people look while people stare, arranging and changing, placing carefully there a strange thing and an old thing here, and changing everything carefully. Thank you.
Thank you.
Emerson, Lake and Palmer from 1970. Keith Emerson's keyboard skills to the fore there, beginning that piece, The Three Fates, at the organ of the Royal Festival Hall. And before them, the trio Boll, that's Tuna Ossa, Ståle Sturlaken and Tuur Haugerud, with guest guitarists Dianne Vesterhus and Snar. Spring is like a perhaps hand, words by E.E. Cummings. There's a concert next week as part of the Spitalfields Festival in London, which features the choir of Royal Holloway College, conducted by Rupert Goff, performing choral music by several Baltic composers, including Vytautas Miskinis. He's from Lithuania, born there in 1954, and this is his rather beautiful setting of O Sacrum Convivium.
Thank you.
Sacrum Convivium by the Lithuanian composer Vytautas Miskinis, performed there by the choir of Royal Holloway College, conducted by Rupert Goff. And they'll be giving a concert in the Spitalfields Festival next Wednesday. There's also music by Mascartis, Dubra, Plakidis and Korvitz. And they'll be joined by Britten Sinfonia for the Cantus in Memoriam Benjamin Britten. Come along early and I'll be talking to Rupert Goff before the concert. And there are busy days ahead for Britten Sinfonia, who give their long-awaited concert with Jager Jazzist on Saturday, performing new arrangements of Jager material, as well as Lars Hornveit's orchestral piece, Kaleidoscopic. And Radio 3 will be live at the Spitalfields Festival tomorrow night, the Gabrielli Consort and players, and again on Monday for the Monteverdi Choir, directed by John Elliott Gardner. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Do get in touch. It's late.junction@bbc.co.uk and you'll find me on Twitter at Fiona Talkington. This is Dave Sless.
I caught it pretty Polly for many a night. Caught it pretty Polly for many a night. Then left her next morning before it was light. Pretty Polly, won't you come away with me? Pretty Polly, won't you come away with me? Before we are married, some pleasure for the sea. She jumped on behind him and away they did go. She jumped on behind him and away they did go. Over the hills and the valley below, they rode a little further and what did they spy? Rode a little further, what did they spy? A new dark grave with a spade lying by. Oh, Willie, I'm afraid of your ways. Willie, oh, Willie, I'm afraid of your ways. I'm afraid that you'll lead my poor body astray. Pretty Polly, you guessed about right. Pretty Polly, you guessed about right. I slept on your grave the best part of last night. No time to talk now, no time to stand. No time to talk now, no time to stand. Took out a dagger roll in his right hand. He pierced her in the breast and the blood it did flow. He pierced her in the breast and the blood it did flow. Down in the grave, pretty Polly, she did go. He put on a little dirt and he started for home. He put on a little dirt and he started for home. Leaving no one there but the wild but to moan. Willie, oh Willie, think upon your ways. And Willie, oh Willie, think upon your mind for killing pretty Polly and leaving her behind.
What sort of music would the Pied Piper have played, the figure who, according to legend, lured all the children in Hamelin away in 1284? Well, the medieval flute specialist Norbert Rodenkirchen has been exploring the possibilities, and on his CD he includes melodies such as that one by Witzlaf III of Rügen. And before that, another fairly unknown figure, Dave Sless, and the Ballad of Pretty Polly. Marimba music now from the Oaxaca region of Mexico on the southwest coast. From the tradition of huge instruments with several players lined up alongside each other, this is a piece called El Terreno. Thank you. More marimbas, more words by E.E. Cummings. That song by Judith Weir, performed by members of the choir of Gonville and Caius College, Cambridge. Jude Carlton playing marimba there, and Jeffrey Weber directing. And that followed some marimba music from Mexico's Oaxaca region. In 1973, Steve Reich turned a short marimba piece into something much bigger for marimbas, glockenspiel and vibraphone, and he found while he was working on it that he was naturally singing along with long-held notes, so voices and organ were eventually added. Music for mallet instruments.
Thank you.
Steve Reich and Musicians, his 1973 piece, Music for Mallet Instruments, Voices and Organ. Out next week is a box set of unreleased material from Cannes, music recorded between 1968 and 1977. The tapes were found when the studio they'd worked in was being dismantled, just left in cupboards for so long that everyone forgot about them. From the collection, this is music for a 1970 TV film. A game show contestant is being hunted by three men. If he survives for a week, he'll get €1 million. If the hunters kill him, they get the money. The game show audience watches the transmissions of 20 camera teams filming the hunt, and the show's host asks the TV viewers to choose who to help.
gaze towards the sun. Feel its kiss against your skin. Turn your face towards the sun. See, rise above the town. Rise above the moon. Rise above the sea, see it rise.
That's Jack Arthur's and Towards the Sun, which comes from his album Only Dreams Are True. And he followed on from Cannes and Millionenspiel, and that comes from their box set out next week of previously unreleased tapes. Piano music now by Eyolf Dahle. It's a track called Shades of History, which comes from his album Hotel Interludes.
Thank you.
Joanna McGregor directing Britten Sinfonia with Andy Shepherd on sax. Birds Lament from their Moondog album. And as I mentioned before, Britten Sinfonia are at the Barbican this coming Saturday with Yaga Yazist. In 1997, President Bill Clinton presented a National Medal of the Arts at the White House. "There may not be a serious, committed baby boomer alive," he said, "who didn't at some point in his or her youth try to spend a few minutes at least trying to learn to pick a guitar like Doc Watson." The much revered Doc Watson died last month at the age of 89. First, here he is with Nashville Pickin', and then a duet with Bill Monroe.
Thank you. We thank you, and we just love and appreciate the attentiveness of every one of you that's come to hear this program. And Bill's got a little word he wants to say about a song. It wouldn't do for me to brag on it, because I think he said something about me in it somewhere, but I ain't going to say no more about it. Bill, go ahead and tell him about whatever it is.
We was playing out in Hollywood, Doc and myself, at a club out there called the Ash Grove. And I'm always trying to come up with something new in the way of bluegrass, and I come up with this little blues number. And Doc put a wonderful run in it for a little introduction to start it with. So I titled it the Watson Blues, and I hope you will all enjoy it.
Doc Watson and Bill Monroe. Watson's Blues following on from Doc playing Nashville Pickin. I was just reading some of Doc Watson's obituaries in last month's press, and the Daily Telegraph said, as well as being a remarkable musician, he was also a modest man. He said that the secret to a good concert was a feeling of intimacy. Intimacy comes from being yourself on the stage, he said, and making the audience feel, without trying, that you're sitting down there with them playing. Charlie Mingus's upbringing was centred around the blues, and that's how I'm going to end Lake Junction tonight. He pays homage to the blues here in Devil Woman. Good night.
I'm gonna get me a devil woman. Angel woman don't mean me no good. I'm gonna get me a devil woman. Angel woman don't mean me no good. Just dig along everywhere I go. Give me a devil woman to get me some dough. Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Music for piano quartet to open tonight. The violinist Niels-Erik Spaff, viola player Lili Majola, cellist Andreas Branteli and pianist Stefan Forsberg. It's a concert they gave in July 2011 in Norrby Church on the Danish island of Fanø. To come, piano quartets by Fauré and Brahms. But they set off with Sweden's Wilhelm Steinhammer, a few years younger than Richard Strauss. He was born in 1871 and left us, among other things, two symphonies and six string quartets. This is his Allegro Brillante in E-flat major for piano quartet and was written in 1891, the year he turned 20.
Thank you.
Stenhammer's Allegro Brillante, written in 1891. The players there, violinist Niels Erik Spaff, viola player Lili Majola, cellist Andreas Brantley, and pianist Stefan Forsberg. Well, the four of them now in music from the previous decade, Gabriel Fauré's second piano quartet. The only one of its four movements that seems untroubled is the third movement, Adagio. The rest is dominated in one way or another by the theme that erupts right at the outset of the work on strings against impatient G minor harmonies on the piano.